The Florida Department of Elder Affairs and the AARP held a forum today in Tampa about the Communities for a Lifetime program, which is a statewide initiative assisting Florida cities and counties to plan and implement improvements to benefit both youth and elder residents. Nicole Hargraves is the Director of Volunteer and Intergenerational Programs with the Florida Department of Elder Affairs.
Communities for a Lifetime is just that, an opportunity for everyone to age in place in their communities, intellectually, physically, and
socially.
It's important for elders to be able to live at home and in their communities rather than in a nursing home, according to Charlotte McHenry, who is Vice President of Community Services for the West Central Florida Area Agency on Aging.
People just want to live out their years in their own home because of the quality of life that they can provide and be with their family, their children, their grandchildren, and watch them grow and prosper in the community.
Some of the issues facing youth and seniors are similar, according to Doug Beach, Secretary of Florida's Department of Elder Affairs. So, in Communities for Lifetime neighborhoods, it makes sense for them to be able to share some of the same resources like community centers, Beach said.
What it tries to do is recognize the fact that many of the issues impacting seniors are similar issues that impact youth. For example, I often give speeches to some of the high schools around the area, and I'll ask the question, how many of you have to ask your parents to take you to the mall so you can meet your friends? And I said that happens to seniors every day. How many times have you been sitting around the dinner table and they'll be talking something politically or something historically, and you may know more than your parents and their friends, but they don't necessarily listen to you because you're a kid? I said that happens to seniors every day.
The poverty rate among seniors was about 40% in the 1960s, Secretary Beach said, but it has improved since then.
But over the last 40 years, we've passed the Older Americans Act. We've passed Medicaid as part of Social Security. We've passed Medicare as part of Social Security. And we've beefed up the Social Security Act to the point that the poverty rate now in the senior population is less than 10%. Actually, it's around 6 or 7%. Medicare is probably the best program of its type. We complain about it a lot, but it's probably the best medical program of its type in the world. Medicaid pays for, as you all know, nursing home care helps to keep people from being impoverished. The quality of care in nursing homes is probably the best it's ever been, not necessarily where we want to be, but the best it's ever been, and we have this whole array of home and community-based services.
About 94% of Florida Department of Elder Affairs programs are privatized, Beach said. The fastest-growing population segment in the state is people 85 years and older, and Beach said that means that senior issues should be a greater concern.
The reality is the retirement industry is the number two industry in the state of Florida. That seniors spend nearly 50% of all new home construction is for people 60-plus. Seniors spend $3 billion more in taxes than they cost. Seniors spend $1 billion each year in school taxes. And in the last gubernatorial election, which Charlie Crist won, seniors 60-plus were 31% of the registered voters, but they were 43% of the people who voted. So nearly one in two in the last election were 60-plus. And what is this year? It's an election year, right? Mm-hmm. So shouldn't this be the year of the senior? Yet is anybody at the presidential level talking about senior issues?
The city of Tampa and Hillsborough County are two of the many jurisdictions around the state that are part of Communities for a Lifetime. That program's community relations manager is Janine Rogers-Harris, who spoke about the benefits of being such a community.
Well, for one, we'll all have the opportunity to age in place and to remain independent within our communities. By increasing the coordination of different things within the community, our community planning, our transportation, and our housing, it gives us an opportunity to maximize our efforts, to maximize our funding, to maximize our resources. If seniors have better social, intellectual, and physical activities, it improves their physical and their mental health. And in addition, our children have an opportunity to grow and prosper.
One local project supported by the Communities for a Lifetime program is a community garden in Waimama. Another is the country's first senior zone meant to slow traffic. It's on Fletcher Avenue, adjacent to an assisted living facility and the University of South Florida. It costs about $25,000 to $35,000. Manus O'Donnell is an assistant county administrator in Hillsborough.
Hillsborough County in 2006 raised the question about safety for seniors near their assisted living communities. The John Knox Village came to the county and said, what are you going to do? We're having too many accidents with our senior citizens here. And Commissioner Brian Blair said, you know, we need to create something. Hey, there's school zones. You have to slow down in school zones. Why don't we do that for seniors? We started in June of 2006 with the discussion. By September 2006, we had established the first senior zone in the country, and that was at the John Knox Village.